98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe with Michelle Shock. Looks like Mona Lisa. Also in that set, we heard Johnny Cash doing Hurt. A song from the new Mountain Goats album, Lakeside View Apartment Suite was the name of the tune we heard. And I guess that's the way the set went. We also had Beth Orton's new song in there called Dawn Chorus. That's another track from her fine new album, Sugaring Season. And, well, it isn't sugaring season, but the fall season is underway. And we welcome now into the KBAC studios, Cheryl Alters Jamison, the culinary expert and editor of New Mexico Magazine. When it comes to food, Cheryl is our expert, and welcome again to Talk Food.
Hi, Ira. Well, our favorite topic, isn't it? Or at least one of them for both of us.
Well, and I got to tell you, I'm looking through the October issue when it came in of New Mexico Magazine, and you got the plum assignment, as far as I'm concerned, because you got to go to all the drive-ins around New Mexico and check out the burgers and the green chili and the fries.
Oh, yes.
That's like my dream job would be so much fun. And, you know, we could use a few more here in Santa Fe, if you ask me. But the one that really caught my eye was the fact that there was one in Raton. And, you know, I do that Denver to Santa Fe trip a lot. And I always just pull off the freeway and there's, you know, that whole line of fast food. And now that I know that there's actually a drive-in, my next trip up, I'm going to Raton and to that drive-in. So tell us.
Okay, well, that particular place isn't really a drive-in. You know, these are a combination of drive-ins and sort of, joints and cafes and things. And they're all independently owned and operated usually by the founding family, usually many generations of the same family, too. And that one that you're talking about in Raton is called the Papa's Sweet Shop Restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it started back in the 1920s. A Greek immigrant that came to the States with a dream and a $20 gold piece, the American dream, and ended up going to work in coal fields, ended up after that parlaying the money made into this business in, now into the third generations. And it serves some steaks and some burgers, and it's a really nice spot. Good family there.
So now how do you, let me ask you a question on how you do these tours. In this case, you know, you've got about eight different drive-ins in New Mexico. Now, do you like actually go to a city and just try all these different restaurants and then just take notes and then like later on go, okay, well, now I can combine all these drive-ins that I've been to, or do you actually just get in the car and say, okay, I've got eight different drive-ins to go to, and then you're just cruising around the state going to the different drive-ins? How does that work?
Oh, it's a combination. Works kind of both ways. You know, the places that we have featured in our Eating Our Way Down Memory Lane Tasting New Mexico column this month are all a part of what's called the New Mexico Tourism Department's Culinary Treasures Trail. And people can see the whole trail of like 80 different places around the state at newmexico.org/culinary. And there are all kinds of interesting ones. And I've had the great pleasure of being able to go to lots of them at different times. And I was just thinking about, like Bodie's General Store up in Abiquiu. That's one of the ones that we featured that's closest to Santa Fe. And they have a terrific green chili cheeseburger. They're actually on that green chili cheeseburger trail that the State Tourism Department has sponsored too. And, well, we have the recipe in this issue for a taco salad. It's one of their most popular dishes up there. And the ingredients are kind of basic things, but, you know, you put them all together and you've got crunch and warm and cold and, spice and just all kinds of good flavors.
The photograph of that taco salad is amazing, too. It actually looks like about three different meals all in one bowl.
It probably is. It could be.
Yeah,
so take a couple of your friends when you go.
That's a giant dish. Yeah, definitely. What else is going on in the new issue food-wise?
Well, we have a wonderful recipe for natillas. That's one of the old New Mexico standards. It's a dessert. And a lot of people don't know about it because it's not on restaurant menus as commonly as, for example, flan is. Mm-hmm. But it's another custard. It's a vanilla-scented custard. And then it has egg whites beaten into it, so it makes it kind of light and fluffy. And, then you might want to, you know, with this creamy custard base, put a little nutmeg or cinnamon over the top. And I like serving it this time of year with fresh raspberries. That is one fine dessert. And we have the version in here that is sort of special to Pete's Cafe, which is a terrific little family-owned cafe, Torres family, in Berlin. And it's a very simple recipe to make. Ira, this is one you can do too.
Okay, let's get controversial. Do you prefer it to flan?
No, I love both.
Okay, you're avoiding the controversy altogether.
Just whichever one is in front of me. me at the time.
Well, you mentioned Bodie's General Store in Albuquerque. If you were to look at all the different drive-ins that you feature in the new issue of New Mexico Magazine, and you could tell our KBAC listeners to just visit one, you know, that this is the best, which one would you send them
to?
Oh,
you're trying to make me be controversial, and I'm going to try to duck that again by saying it depends on what part of the state you're in. But I do have to say, in seriousness, that in terms of drive-ins, I mean real classic drive-ins,
right,
the Foxy Drive-In down in Clovis just does have to be one of the all-time premier places to go. And this is a place where, it's been in existence since like the 50s.
Yeah, Buddy Holly
Norman Petty's studio was very close by, and is, of course, you know, and many of your listeners, Buddy Holly was one of the musicians who recorded there quite a bit. So,
and hung at the drive-in with the band, according to the article.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can still sit in that back room where Buddy did. You can order off of a little phone by your booth, or they still have car hops that come to your car. And anyway, it's a fabulous place. And I just love that Doug Merriam got so many terrific photos of the drive-in that we have in this issue, too. Mm-hmm. It is a foxy place. Did you see those vintage cars that were
wondering about that, if those photos were taken at a special time, like during a car show or something. Well, awesome. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl Alters-Jamison is with us today, and always a pleasure to talk food with you, one of my favorite topics.
Well, mine too. Always good to get together, and I hope that your listeners will pick up a copy of New Mexico Magazine's October issue and learn all about these fun places.
It's on newsstands now, and you'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll chat about the food goings on here at restaurants and farmers markets in Santa Fe, correct?
Fantastic. Yes, I will.
Okay.
See you then.
Sounds good. Remember, it's on newsstands now, the October issue of New Mexico Magazine, with Cheryl Alters-Jamison article on the drive-ins, diners, and funky cafes of New Mexico.